Our story begins at Manhattan Monthly, where Blake is talking with Rex in his office.
Well, I guess I should call the temp service to hire an admin until this Evelyn situation is resolved.
Do you think you'll be able to talk her into coming back?
I've been with Evelyn for years, Rex. She knows me so well, at least from a business standpoint.
If her feelings are as deep for you as we suspect, seeing you with Matt may have broken her heart in a way that she might not get over soon.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
She already knew I was dating Marilyn. It's not like I've ever given her any indication I could return those feelings.
And there's still a whole matter of Raven being pushed down the stairs.
I just can't accept that Evelyn would do something like that. She said she didn't.
But what else would she say?
I've never even seen Evelyn get angry in all the years we've worked together. She wouldn't intentionally hurt Raven like that.
Blake, I think you have blinders on when it comes to Evelyn that the rest of us just don't have. I mean, I don't want to try and convict her without evidence, but I don't see her as an innocent victim either. Not after what she's done in the past few days.
I know you're upset with her, Rex. Maybe your judgment is clouded as well. Hang on. Blake Whitney. What? She's where? I'll be right up to talk to security.
What's going on?
It's Evelyn. She's on the roof of this building and she's threatening to jump.
At Wilson's Diner, Lucas has just arrived and is talking with Dara and Clint when Heidi returns.
Sorry about that.
Heidi, this is our friend Lucas. Lucas, this is Heidi.
Hey.
Wait, haven't I seen you someplace before?
No, I don't think so.
You look very familiar to me.
I guess I just, you know, look like someone else.
Yeah, maybe.
Lucas was just about to join us, right?
Yeah. But you know what? I just remembered something I have to do.
Are you sure?
Yeah, man. I'll see y'all around, okay?
What was that all about?
I swear, I know that guy from somewhere.
He's new to Manhattan. Have you ever been to Monroe, New York before?
No. Wait a minute.
What is it, Heidi?
No, it can't be. Lucas is a friend of yours, right?
He's my next door neighbor.
Then I must be confusing him with someone else. The guy he reminds me of is this guy who mugged me a couple months ago.
You were mugged?
Yeah, right outside the hospital. It was by a kid about Lucas's age. I didn't get a good look at him, but when I saw Lucas, it all came back to me.
Well, I don't think Lucas could have mugged you.
Yeah, he wouldn't do something like that.
In her office at Manhattan Monthly, Alexandra is interviewing Jean Carlos.
Dr. Ramos, thanks again for agreeing to be interviewed for my article. I think your story of coming from Argentina to New York is exactly the kind of feel-good piece that readers like to see around the holidays.
I'm happy to do it.
So, tell me more about your education, will you?
Alexandra, I'm sorry to interrupt, but there's something that I thought you should know.
Is it about Evelyn?
Yes, she's on the roof.
The roof? What are you talking about?
She's on the roof of the building. Apparently she's threatening to jump.
Oh my God!
What's going on?
My boss's secretary was upset earlier, and it looks like she was more upset than any of us thought.
I'll leave you two alone. I just thought you'd want to know.
Where's Blake?
He went up there to see if they'll let him talk to her.
I cannot believe this. Hey, wait a second. This is Dr. Ramos, a psychiatrist at Westside. He was Adriana's doctor this summer. Maybe he can talk to her.
I think this is a matter for the police. If they think it will help, I would be more than happy to talk to her.
Well, let's go find out.
As Evelyn stands on the ledge of the Manhattan Monthly building, Blake is by the doorway talking to Detective D. Levin.
Detective, let me talk to her.
Let the professionals handle this, Mr. Whitney. We don't want to have to worry about another person here.
She's up here because of me.
What are you talking about?
I hurt her. Unintentionally, but I did. And now she's distraught. If I could just talk to her for a few minutes, I know I could get her to come back inside.
It's too risky. Now go back downstairs and let us do our jobs here.
Evelyn!
What are you doing?
Mr. Whitney?
Please, at least let me talk to her from here.
This is highly irregular. I could lose my job over this.
Please.
Fine, I'll let you talk to her, but only from here.
Thank you. Evelyn, can you hear me?
Mr. Whitney, is that you?
Evelyn, I know you're upset, and I understand why, but I need you to listen to me.
You don't understand, Mr. Whitney. No one understands.
Then maybe you can explain it to me. Inside. Come inside with me, Evelyn.
I can't do that. No one will ever understand why I did it.
You're upset. We all get upset sometimes, and it's okay, really.
I didn't know she was pregnant. I didn't.
What the hell is she talking about?
Are you talking about Raven?
I don't know, Mr. Whitney. Do you believe me?
Of course I believe you, Evelyn.
I was just so upset that she was taking all your time. I wasn't thinking clearly.
I understand. We can work all that out later.
There isn't going to be a later. Not for us. You don't love me, Mr. Whitney. Hell, you don't even love Marilyn.
But I do care about you, Evelyn, more than you realize.
I don't believe you. I thought that you did, deep down inside. But you barely even know I'm alive. All I am to you is just someone to answer your calls and schedule your meetings.
That's not true, Evelyn. You're my friend. You know that.
Then I don't want to be your friend anymore. It hurts too much.
Friendship shouldn't hurt, Evelyn. I'm sorry if I've hurt you. I never meant to do that.
I thought you were different, but you're just like everyone else. You don't care about me. No one does.
But I do, Evelyn. Please just come back inside with me. It's way too cold out here.
This is the end of the road for me, Mr. Whitney. I know you must think I'm truly pathetic, but it's true. I have nothing if I don't have you. Goodbye.
Evelyn, no!
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Logo production.